Okay, we are in the beginning of Yom Yom. We are up to Perek Aleph. We have concluded this very interesting idea of Pasuk. We finished Pasuk Hey, and we're up to Pasuk Vav. Just to review that idea, it's a very deep, profound idea from the Radak, and this idea is discussed by other commentators as well, is that to be a prophet, you just can't be a prophet on your own. This is a very interesting topic. What does it mean to be a Navi? And this pasuk is one of the primary sources in the what it takes to become a Navi. We live in America, we're brainwashed, Baruch Hashem, it's a tremendous bracha, that you could be whatever you want to be. You can be the President of the United States, you can be a brain surgeon, you can be a baseball player, you can be anything you possibly want to be with hard work. With hard work, you can overcome all of the obstacles, even if you weren't born in the United States. You can work that out also. You can work out anything that's...
I'll get a rabbi to write you a letter that you're American.
Whatever you need. You can be whatever you want to be, and there is no limitation whatsoever. All of the difficulties can be overcome one way or another. I'm a call, correct? Okay, but when it comes to being a Navi, it's not like that. Just like we know that a person who's not a Kohen cannot be a Kohen for all the money in the world. A person who's not from Shevet Yehuda cannot be the Melech. You have to be from Shevet Yehuda. Lo yoso Shevet mi Yehuda. So too, when it comes to being a Navi, not everyone can be a Navi. To be a Navi, you have to have, the Radak says, and he based upon this pasuk, it has to be meant to be for my liberations. Based upon what this is a very powerful idea, b'terem etzorcha baveten yedaticha. Before you were conceived, Hashem said, I already knew, you already were designated to be a Navi.
And again, your father has to be a Navi as well.
Not necessarily. Why?
Well,
Abraham's father was a Navi?
They may, whether or not they're listed on the official.
But Manoach, okay, Yirmiyahu had, who says his father was a Navi? Chilkiyahu? Yirmiyahu ben, so there's a Chazal. Every time it mentions a Navi and his father's name, that means the father was also a Navi. Okay, you're right. Okay, but I don't know if it's absolutely true every single you go down the line. It definitely helps, but there is this very fascinating idea of the term etzorcha bavetani daticha to be a Navi. It's really meant to be from the time of Maisei Bereish. It's not something which you can aspire to if it was not meant to be for you. Of course, even the person who was meant to be, he has to spend his whole life preparing and working and training himself and going to the schools. There were schools from the Bnei Hanavim. Elisha, Eliyahu had Talmidim, which trained his Talmidim, but it's not something which comes to a person naturally. Now we come to Pasuk Vav. Here is the response. Yirmiyahu's response to Hashem. It would appear from Farshim that from all of the prophets in that we are familiar with, the 48 prophets, the one that refused the most, even perhaps more so than Moshe Rabbeinu, was Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyah, he responds with very harsh words. Moshe doesn't explicitly say in the Shlach Nabi Atishlach. Moshe, the Torah says a few words, but it's not as elaborate.
We thought that Hashem had to work on it for like a whole week.
A whole week, but that's not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk.
Right.
Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu refuse? Not so much because he did not want to do it, it's because he did not want to insult his older brother. Okay, that was the primary reason Moshe held back. Whereas Yirmiyah held back because he just felt he's not worthy. He's just not interested in the job. Vo'imar, I said, I replied, aha, whoa. Aha is an expression of like mourning, of shock, of bewilderment. Hashem Elokim, two expressions, Yudke Adnos and Yudke Vavke. Hine lo yodati daber, I don't know how to speak. I don't know what you're talking about. You've got the wrong guy. I'm not the right candidate for this mission. Ki nar onohi, I am a nar. Now let's see all the commentators. A lot going on here. Possible verse in the Mitzudos, David. Voimar aho, amarti aho, Hashem oili al hamenia. Woe to me al hamenia. Vahamavatel hanimsa bi. And the hamenia means my lack of abilities. Vahamavatel hanimsa bi. Asher lo yodati lesader. Divrei hanavua b'tzachos haloshon. He's saying, I'm not qualified. Woe to me that I have not been trained. It has been denied from me eloquence of speech. The koyach hadibor. I do not know how to arrange my words of prophecy with an eloquent expression. I'm young. What?
Is it like polished?
Tzachus, eloquence of speech. Tzachi, fine. Tzachus, the polished speech. Fine. I'm not skilled. Now, Mitzudos clearly translates the word nar to mean I'm a young man. Yirmi was in fact, I think, from all the Nevim, was the youngest of all the 48 Nevim, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know exactly how old he was. We'll come across that hopefully at some point in time. But here he's translating the word nar to mean youth. This is in contrast to what we'll see in a few moments from the Radak, where he says nar does not mean a youth. Nar means I'm not a leader. I'm a subordinate. I'm a nochschlepper. I'm not a leader. I may be 90 years old, but it's not my nature to take the lead. It's my nature to follow orders.
Right. So, you once said Yoshua ben Nun.
And how old was he?
Right.
He was, 80, 90 years old at that point in time. So that's what the Radak says. So this you see over here, this contrast between the commentators, what exactly is the meaning of the word Nar? That is one of the primary things that Yirmiyah uses to reject Hashem's demand that he serve as a prophet. I am a Nar. Okay, let's see Rashi. We'll try to go through Mepharshim quickly, not Rashi, because there's a lot of Mepharshim. Rashi, aha, Loshon Yalel. Okay, it's an expression
complaint.
Complaint. Oh, that's what he says in the Loshon Amzar. Okay, in the French, complaint. Okay, so he complained. Kinar nochi eini kedai lehechichon. So he says, Nah, Rashi, I'm not kedai. Does not mean I'm young. I'm not worthy. A nar is a person that is not worthy of authority. So what's the... Now, I take it back because he's coming to tie this into age. Moshe gave Musa the Klal Yisrael before he died. Before he died, the last, how many days was it before he died? It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It was almost an entire year. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is when Moshe Rabbeinu began. What? Five weeks. So Moshe gave Musa Klal Yisrael the very end of his life. Moshe hechichon samach lemisasa kevar nechsha beinehim. He was already choshev in their eyes. Bekama nisim. He performed many miracles. Shasa lohem hoitziyam imitzrayim. Bekar lohem esayam. Hoyid les hamon. Hegiz es haslav. He brought up the sloth. It almost sounds like Dayenu. Do you expect me the first day on the job, I should do what Moshe Rabbeinu already has done? And the answer is, yeah, exactly. Why? Because this is the Yisoid in Yadus, is because, that's right, you are building upon your predecessors. Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to give them Musar, they had absolutely no experience with someone of that stature, that there's such a concept of a Navi, of a Musar, of a Navi giving Musar. But once Moshe Rabbeinu already has built the foundation, he has laid out, and Klal Yisrael throughout their history have studied. They've studied the words of Moshe, the words of the Nevi'im. It's no big deal if a newcomer or someone who's 20 years old steps up and says, I'm now going to be the Navi. You're just building upon the foundation that your forefathers have built for you. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Vav. Va'amareis kabel bu'usi Hashem. An entirely new interpretation. Accept my prayer. Aha, according to the Targum, is not a complaint. It's not an expression of shock, but rather it's Hashem, let me daven. I want to daven to you. Kabel ba'usi Hashem Elokim, ha'les ano yodan le'isna ba'o. I don't know how to prophesy. Are rove ano, I'm a young man. Umi sheirusi oko, and I'm a servant. Ravei, like the early rains. I'm a young man and I'm a servant. My nature is to be a servant.
A lowly servant.
Okay, I'm not sure what the word oka means. The galui ano misnabe al, and how can I V'golu ano misnabei al ano hadein. How could I possibly be a prophet for this nation? Okay, so I'm not exactly sure the details of the words. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to put every single word. But the basic idea over here is that Yirmiyahu over here is coming to say that to mean mispalo. He's counteracting Hashem's request with his request. Hashem is making a request of you, and over here Yirmiyahu is making a request. I ask of you, Hashem, find someone else. Now let's see the Radak. The Radak has some very nice things here. On this Radak, on Pasik Vav, Radak, very big mouth of Radak. Radak very often he quotes the Targum. Sometimes from the Radak you can understand, get a better appreciation of the depth of the Targum. So the Radak, Pasik Vav, I'm having a hard time finding the Dibur HaMasil. I prepared this with a different edition here. Va'omar Ha, so on the next page Hey, on the last line, Va'omar Ha, Lashon Kriya Al Hatzar V'Al Hada'aga. It is a calling over pain and worry. Is that the same thing as Targum? No, Targum is a request. According to Rashi, it's a complaint. Similar. Okay, Umash Amar Lo Yodati Daber Rotz Lemar Divrei Toichacha. I don't know how to speak words of Toichacha. Ki Ani Nar, I am a Nar. Ve'ech Oichiach Es Echad. I can't Im Echad. I can't go give a rebuke to another person. I'm sorry, I'm Echad. I can't give rebuke to Klal Yisrael, to one nation. Ve'ein Tema Imbolo Nevu Avuhu Nar. And don't say Imbolo nevu avuhunar ki hine gam kain. Don't say.
How did he get the nevu if he was so young?
The answer is hine gam shmul hoyinar betchilas nevuah. So it's not a question. Shmul also wasn't now but the beginning of his nevuah. Kamosha kasa v'racha nevuah hechkima oisam gave wisdom to them. Afal pisho hoyu naorim v'yavshar ki nar rotzoloimar mishoreis. It does not mean the second.
Right. So it's Na'ar Esbenei Zilpah Esbenei Zilpah. It means he served them.
He served them. He was a servant. So here in the second,
and many other instances where somebody has their Na'ar with them as a young servant.
He's a servant. It does not mean that he's necessarily young. So therefore here the Radak in his second interpretation is telling us that even though maybe the truth is he's advanced in years. Yikra nar, yikore nar, kamosha kosov, mushar sir, Yoshua bin Nun nar. We use her mechal. Vayim Sharis Navi Echad, and he was a servant of another Navi, Shahayab Yamav in his days, a Chacham, or another Chacham, Ratzalaymar, Biyad Godol Mimeni, Roy Lashloyach Esazeh Hashlichus, Lobiyadi. It's fitting that you should send this mission in the hands of someone that's older than me, not through my hands. Kamosha Omar Moshe Rabbeinu Shlach No Biatishlach, period. Then Mepharshim Perishu. So over here he's being a parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, he tried to reject the mission of being Hashem's prophet. Shlach No Biatishlach, period. Then Mepharshim Perishu Ki Nar Hayu B'Shanim. The truth is, he was a Nar. He was very young. Yirmiyahu was from the youngest. Behinavo V'chein Shmuel V'Zachariyahu Ben Adon. The period. Okay, so therefore, in Echanami, even though in Echanami, according to the Radak, the Radak is saying, Ido. And therefore, according to the Radak, the Radak is saying, even though according to my second interpretation, I'm telling you the word now does not mean a young man, now it can mean just like I'm a servant. And that's all it means, and even an old man can be a servant. Here, the truth is, the reality was, he indeed was very young, together with Shmuel and Zechariah. The Yoinasam tier game, Cain, Yoinasan interprets so, Va'amar. He used that word here many, many times. I don't know what that word means. Does anyone know what that word means? Kibba amod, like we, like I said before, is
that, well, he didn't
say that. The second interpretation, he does say it means that he says both. The Radak said both. It means youth, and then the second interpretation, he says it means a servant.
So, yeah, but the Targum just said that.
Targum just says the servant. He says both. Really, he says both. What does he say? He says, "Kabbalu Hashem."
But he doesn't interpret the first line to be a tefillah.
A tefillah. That he doesn't write. Nechanami. That part he doesn't do. Nechanami. Ravei ano means I'm young. The Targum seems to say both. Ravei means young. Umi sheirusi oko. and I am a servant. So it seems the Targum says both interpretations. That's what it would appear. Okay, let's go to the next. Now, there is one other point I want to make, and that is, I saw there's a medrash, there's an elaborate medrash that tells us there are two different types of nevuah. There's a nevuah called Dibur, and there is a nevuah of Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I don't have all the details. I actually do have, but it's things I won't go through the details. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with the koyach of Dibur. Hashem spoke to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. It's only when Hashem got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu does it says Vayomer. This is what the Medrash says. And therefore it tells that Moshe Rabbeinu had two different types of nevuas. Sometimes the nevuah was Bas Blakmaria Hameira, and sometimes Bas Blakmaria She'ena Meira. When Hashem spoke to him Bas Blakmaria Meira, it was Beloshoin Dibur. When it was Bas Lak Maria She'ena Meira, it was, it's okay, it's fine. It was Bas Lak She'ena Meira. So here, in the Torah, the Mefarshim tie that Medrash into this Pasuk. Yirmiyahu, when Hashem appeared to him, expected Hashem to speak to him that he should be a mission of Amira, Adam Dibur. I want you to serve like Moshe Rabbeinu and give over very clear messages to Klal Yisrael. And Yirmiyah said, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't know what you're talking about. I am not going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. I do not have the koyach of Dibur. Hashem said, you're right. I never meant you should speak to Klal Yisrael on the level of clarity like Moshe. I only want you to speak to them on the level of Amira. And it fits very well into the Pesukim. So here,
word, the harsher form?
It's both. It has many connotations. It's harshness. By men we use the word deep, by women we use the word amira, that's true. But also, there are many dimensions to the difference between amira and dibur. And one of them is, dibur is clarity. Amira is softness, meaning it's there's a lack of clarity. It's clouded. It's vague. So here, Pasuk Vav begins, Vayimar Hash, Aha, Hashem Elokim, Hinei Lo Yodati Daber. What do you want from me? You want me to be a Daber? Only Moshe was a Daber. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, and there are multiple. But Devar Hashem Elai means, does not mean that Hashem is telling him, is not telling him to give over the Dibur to Klal Yisrael. This is just, by Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. So there, Lemar, that's a classic question. What does it mean, Lemar? Lemar means saying, or does Lemar mean to say over to others? There are two different ways to translate the word Lamar. But that's only when Lamar is juxtaposed, it's in the same sentence as Vayidaber. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. Hashem spoke very clearly with
you don't interpret Vayidaber Hashem.
No, it's a different, that's exactly the point. It's a different that was Yirmiyah's mistake.
No, it's a, I think the way I would interpret it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off by saying Dibur. And then Yirmiyah said, no, I can't do that. And then it changes.
Okay, so Vayomer. That's possible. But I think also when Hashem spoke, Bipasid Dal, Hashem is not giving a message. Here the word Vayidra Hashem Elai Lemar is recruitment. The recruitment can be through Dibur. It should be clear as day to you that you are my messenger. That will be through a Dibur, or that will be through a Dibur. But at this point in time, Hashem did not give Yirmiyah a message. There's no message yet. So Yirmiyah assumed that if the Hashem, if you're recruiting me with ultimate clarity, with Dibur, my message that I'll have to give over will also be with clarity. That I can't do. I'm not on that level. I can't be on such a madrega. So Hashem, and this was Hinei Lo Yadati Daber. You can speak to me, Hashem, but I cannot convey the Dibur Lemar to give it over to Klal Yisrael. So Hashem says, you're right. Don't worry. Vayomer Hashem Eli. Hashem, so then now Hashem goes easy and Hashem speaks Beloshen Amira. Okay, Dibur may be over your head, but Amira is something that you can handle. So this is an approach that I saw
maybe that God was not realized Yirmiyahu's reluctance.
Right.
So he spoke directly to him immediately, harshly, sort of, like, say, this is what I want you to do.
And he was scared away.
Yirmiyahu backing off, so then he...
Now, Lashon Amira, okay. So you have to play with it. Right. There are many ways to interpret it, but this right. idea is common in all of the interpretations. It starts out with Dibur, and then goes down a notch to Amira, And that's the difference. Okay, let's go further. Pasik Zayin. Vayomer Hashem Elai, Al Toimar Nar Onochi. Don't say Nar Onochi. Ki Al Kol Asher Esh Lochachot Helech. Wherever I will send you, you will go. The Eis Kol Asher At Savicha Tidaber. And everything that I command you, you will speak. Pasik Zayin in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David says, "Al taimar rotzel leimar, al ta'amein badavar, al timoein badavar." Do not refuse the matter. Bavur hanarus, do not refuse this mission because you are too young. You'll grow into it. Ki al kol, age is a mum oiver. Did you ever hear that expression? Someone gets a job and they're too young, so they say it's a mum oiver, like an animal has a blemish. There's a mum kavua and there's a mum oiver. If a person has bad character, that's a mum kavua. That will never go away. But if the person is too young, he's too young for the job, don't worry, a couple of years, he won't be so young anymore. It's a mum oiver, it passes. That's exactly what? Then you get two, then it's a different type of mum. Then it's a new mum. Okay, but this is what Hashem says. This is where it comes from. At least according to the Parsha of the Mitzudos, Hashem says, "Don't complain about age." Al toimer al timoein bedavar ba'avur hanaros ki al kol ella al kol hadavar masher ash esh lo chacha teleich v'tedaber eis kol asher atzavecha. You will speak everything which I've commanded you to speak. Let's see Rashi pasuk zayin. Al kol asher esh lo chacha el ho akum. Rashi is following his in opinion that akum. Now Rashi, let's go back. Goyim Rashi said in the beginning of the sefer. What did Rashi say? Forgot already. Goyim was klal yisrael. Is that what Rashi said?
Yeah.
Okay, so here Rashi is telling us that where I'm going to send you is. I'm sending you to the nations of the world. And we're going to see that theme come out very soon, at least in the Radak. He's going to make a big point about that. El Ha'akum, the El Kol Asher Atzavicha, Li Yisrael Tedaber. So over here, this is a very beautiful interpretation. He's coming over here to explain the redundancy of the Pasuk. I'm going to send you to the Umay Sa'ilam, and I'm going to send you to Klal Yisrael. Notice what comes first. It's very interesting that the first message is to the Umay Sa'ilam, and Klal Yisrael is secondary, which you would expect to be the other way around. First come the Klal Yisrael, and then after the Misakin Klal Yisrael, then we'll be Misakin the world. It's interesting why it is in this order. I do not know. What does the Targum say? V'amar Hashem li, lo simar roviano. Don't say, I'm young. Don't say that I can't do the job because I'm too young. Are l'chol asar de'ash l'chinoch tahach. Wherever I send you, you will go. V'yas kol de'af kidinoch tisnabei. And wherever I will command you, you will give over prophecy. You will give over prophecy. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak Pasig Zayin Ki Al Kol Asher Esh Lochacho Al Bimokoi. Now Al over here, the Radak is, his expertise is in grammar. And the first thing he says here, the word Al Bimokoim El. Okay, this fits in well to what we learned last week. El Al, the two psukim, Shvei Chamoscha El Hagoyim, Shvei Chamoscha Al Hagoyim. One pasuk in Tehillim, one pasuk in Yirmiyah, El Al, and we had a little drasha, El Al Yikru'uhu, the meaning of El Al. So here, the Radak says, the pasuk over here, the way it's being used a little bit different, it says here the word Al, and Al means Al B'mokoyim El. Al is B'mokoyim El, V'chein V'yelech El Kono Haramosa, Al beso, al there also means el beso, kmo el beso. Mash amar esh lo chacha teleich. And what does it mean over here? According to the Radak, wherever I will send you, you will go. Where is Yirmiyah located at this moment in time that Hashem has to tell him, I'm going to send you on a mission? So the Radak says, well, from the context, he's in Anosos. Hashem appeared to Yirmiyah in this city, Anosos. It was a city in Binyamin that was one of the Orei Halevim that was given over to the Kohanim, Shevet Levi Kohanim. Hashem sends him to Yerushalayim, Mokem Hamalucha, Lechiach Esamelech, to give Musar to who? To the Melech. So the Radak over here is saying a little bit different than Rashi, that besides sending you to the Goyim and to Klal Yisrael, I'm sending you to Yerushalayim to give Musar to the Melech. That's the primary, the recipient of your Musar, the Es Amo, and to his nation, Klal Yisrael. Now here's an important point. The Yiftichoy Sheyichazek Libo Lelechas L'makom Shlohoy Rogel L'sham. And he's promising that Hashem will strengthen his heart to go to a place that he was not accustomed to go. The Yisakim Devada Befiv, Sheyedel Adaber Divrei Teichocha B'loi Moira. Hashem is promising him that even though you're going to unknown territory, to a place that you have no experience, you do not know how they speak, they conduct themselves, do not worry, you will succeed and you will not be afraid. Let's go to the next pasuk. Do not be afraid of them. Who are them? So first the Mitzudo says, them, Pasuk Ches, Al Tefached Mibnei Mi Asher Esh Lochacho Alehem Peti Koshel B'Loshoncha. You may slip with your words. V'yik Tzifu Olecha. If you'll say the wrong thing, they will get angry. Ki Ani Imcho Le'atzilcha Miyad Haboim L'Hora Imach, I will protect you. Rashi, Pasuk Ches, there is none Targum, Pasuk Ches, Lo Sitchal Min Kodom, he'll jump before them, Arei V'Sadoch Memri, I will be with you, my words will be with you, L'Sheiz V'Soch, to save you, Omar Hashem. Now this Radak is going to bring on a few moments later. It's a very important thing, is that Hashem is promising Yirmiyah that they're not going to kill him. That's the only guarantee Hashem gives Yirmiyah. They're not going to kill you. But torture? Waterboarding? That I can't guarantee. That you're going to have to suffer. There will be much suffering, but at least therefore that requires us to understand over here, the only thing to fear is death. Hashem is telling him, don't fear. And the only thing Hashem is going to guarantee him in the next pasuk is going to be death. So therefore, that's okay. That's the other one. Let's see the Radak. Radak pasuk ches. Radak says lahatzilcha. Okay, ba bit tircha. Now tircha, if I'm not mistaken, is the Radak's term for tipcha. Mercha tipcha munach esnachta. So babitircha, which means that the trop is besegol halamit. It means that this is the end word. It's an end of an expression. Lefi sheyesh loy hamoda, and it's because that's where you're supposed to stop. Upamim yesh loy mishpat hahefsek, and sometimes it serves as in grammar as a stop point. So that's what ani lehatzilecha kama. That's the end of the expression. And then, lo, now here he makes that point that I just mentioned. Lo hivticho shlo yigubo, ela yigubo v'yakuhu, v'yatzilehu miyadam shlo yamisuhu. Okay, this is critical for the entire Sefer. Hashem makes no promise to him. The word latzilecha means I'm going to save you. But the expression saving has the connotation you're going to need to be saved. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. That is a revelation that Yirmiyah, they're going to take you, they're going to put you in a dungeon, they're going to torture you, and you're going to be that close to dying. But don't worry, just when it comes to your end, your demise is imminent, I'm going to come and save you. So it's not, you know, it's not like a very comforting thing to hear.
If you were in that position, would you accept the job?
Absolutely not. So it's like Yetzias Mitzrayim. Va'avodim ve'inu oisam arba me'oshana. they're going to torture them for 400 years. V'gamez ha'goyi, don't worry, v'gamez ha'goyi, asher yavoydu dono noichi. V'achichin yetzu b'chush gadol, there'll be good times as well. But the word Latzilcha, according to Radak, is telling you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, is revealing to you that they're going to touch you, they're going to harm you, but do not worry, they're going to yatzlim yodim ishlo yamisu afal pish shahayi b'ritzaynam lahamisai, even though they chose, they didn't want to kill him, k'mar shakasiv chshabohu lahamisav v'yaz baruch omar v'yastireim. Hashem, it says later on, when they came to kill, they wanted to kill Baruch ben Neriah, another one of his scribe, Baruch ben Neriah, that was a scribe, when they wrote Megillas Eicha, when he wrote Megillas Eicha and they read it to the king, the king wanted to kill Yirmiyah for writing such horrible things, and Hashem went and saved him. He undid their plot of killing him.
So when he born, when he made all the shtaros for the lands that he wanted to buy, it says that was
the scribe, that was the assistant. So this is a Yisoidus Tikka Pasuk over here from the Radak, which you have to be aware. Al tira mipnehem ki itcha ani lehatzilcha num Hashem. Don't be afraid of death, but you should be well aware that things are not going to be very pleasant along the way. Pasuk test. Vayishlach Hashem es yodoi vayaga espi. Hashem sent forth his hand and touched his mouth. Vayomer Hashem elai. Hashem said to me, hinei nosati divarai b'ficha. I put my words in your mouth. Now, that is the big debate. The big debate among the commentators is this to be taken literally, or is this to be taken figuratively? Hashem sent off his hand and put his hand in his mouth. Tzudus says, Vayishlach b'nevua nira lo kilu hamokam hoshid yodoi v'noga alpiv. The Mitzudus says, do not take this pasuk literally. Hashem did not send forth his hand in his vision. He saw the image of Hashem sending forth his hand and touching his mouth. Putting the nevuah in his mouth. This I have touched your mouth. It is the equivalent of nosati divrei hanevuah b'ficha. Rashi pasuk test v'yishlach Hashem yisyado kol shlichus shu eitzel yad loshon hoshota. Every time with the word Vayishlach, that's in the same expression as Yad, Vayishlach Yad, we have that in the Haggadah, it's Hoshata, it means to send forth, so it doesn't mean to stretch out. To send forth, to extend. Lashon Acher Ketargum. Now we have to. The Targum says differently. The Shilach Hashem Yos Piskame Nivnevi Usei, like that Hashem sent forth the words of prophecy. So let's see what the Targum. Let's jump to Targum to see what that means. Targum Shilach Hashem Yos Piskame Nivu Usei. So the Yad here does not mean it means Hashem's words. He sent forth words of prophecy, v'sadar b'fumi, and he arranged it in my mouth. V'amar Hashem li, ha shavesi, I have set, piskamei nevuasi b'fumoch in your mouth. Radak, pasuk tes, v'yishlach Hashem es yadai, hu hamalach hanir elof. So here we have here a new thing that Radak adds. It's the malach. Who says there was a malach? Are we not dealing with a direct communication between Yirmiyah and Hashem? Obviously, the Radak learns that's not shaykh, that's not possible. We're dealing here with a malach. The malach, chanirei lov, ayivdibrei lov, b'shem Hashem, b'nikor b'shmoi, and he's speaking to Yirmiyah. He is representing the Ribbono shel Olam, v'nir b'mar hanavua, shechoshed yado elov, he extends his hand to him, v'higia hadvarim alpiv, v'nir loy ki'ilu som b'fiv dovar sheyesh b'y mamish, l'sakein af alpi. Even though it's not possible, it doesn't mean literally that he's putting something in his mouth, but rather Yirmiyah is hearing the words of Hashem. So it cannot possibly mean that Hashem is physically putting something in his mouth. Instead, what it means is Yirmiyah is hearing Hashem relate the words of prophecy. Doesn't mean that the in the vision of Nevuah was seen to him kilu sum befiv davar sheish by mamish l'sakin by befiv l'daber bechitu chaloshen b'loy mora without fear. I'm not sure what that means. V'chein amar b'Yishayahu v'yiga elpi doesn't mean shegia haritzpa alpi v'Hashem. There was put coals, burning hot coals, in the mouth of Yishayahu. Kishneim v'yiga b'patach hayud, both in v'yaga. There it says Vayaga as well as here. Hayud mibinyan hifil. The yud is mibinyan hifil. Period. So that means that, so it's important to take note. Vayaga al piv is okay. But what he's saying over here, the basic interpretation is that it means over here it's figuratively. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relaying a message to Yirmiyah. The yoyna santir game.
To enable him to speak
without fear. Right. Without fear of man. Do not be afraid that your words will be rejected and they'll kill you. I'm putting in pin you a krech that you'll be able to overcome it. V'yoynes antig ma'posik derech moshel. V'shalach Hashem yos piskamei nivu asa. He sent forth kiba amud, like we said before. He sent forth his words. Okay, pasik, next pasik yud. Re'ei, this is a continuation. Re'ei si hifkadeticha hayom hazeh, I've appointed you today al hagoyim v'al hamam lochois. Okay, two different appointments. The nations and the kingdoms, we'll see what that means in a moment. And now he enumerates six different missions. This is very important. Six missions. Number one, lin soish. Lin soish means to demolish. It's take a sledgehammer and bang it against a stone wall, and the stone wall turns into rubble. The linsites means to uproot, to take a plant and pull it out of the ground. Ula hazid, to destroy. Vila harois, and to trample, to step on something. Live nice, but then you're going to build. Vilintoya, and you're going to plant. So notice the ratio is 4 to 2. 4 negative things and 2 positive things. This, according to some of the commentators I saw somewhere, it really defines the harsh nature of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was told here, most of your mission, 4 to 2, is going to be negative. Negative. That's very frustrating. You think of a Rosh Hashiva, you get a job, and what are you going to do? So most of your job is going to be to throw out talmidim of the yeshiva. For every 4 talmidim that you throw out of the yeshiva, you'll have 2 good talmidim. Anyone that you throw out of the yeshiva, they'll hate you the rest of their lives. So that can be very fun. The fact that they were thrown out of the yeshiva, the 2 talmidim that remain in the yeshiva, and you teach and you nurture and you develop, they'll be a success story.
Find out in business. They hire a CIO to clean the place out.
To get rid of people. Okay.
Notice,
that's
the similarity of Ravlasha in this passage. Shavok HaMaspa?
Shavok, no, I don't know what's the similarity. Yeah.
Shavok, what comes after Shavok HaMaspa?
Asher lo yida. Yeah, Asher lo yida.
Hamam lo chos.
Asher lo yida tuch. Right, so that's, so two things, the very good. Those, the fact, but that the problem is that's the passage from Tehillim. The pasuk from Yirmiyah, instead of using besides that, it uses vel hamishpachos. In Yirmiyah, the pasuk says el hagoyim, and then the second part is the families instead of the mamlachos. Here it uses the mamlachos.
In
Shvach HaMashiach, we use the common version is to use the pasuk from Tehillim. Tehillim, and in Tehillim it says V'al Hamam Lochois. But Yirmiyah, this Sefer Yirmiyah, the pasuk, the similar expression in Yirmiyah is Shvach HaMoscha El Hagoyim V'al Hamishpachois, not the Hamam Lochois. Right here it says the Hamam Lochois. Let's see the Mitzudo Stavet pasuk Yud. Hifkadeticha hayoim beze monisi oischa linavuas alehem churbin. I have appointed you upon them to give prophecy of churbin, of destruction, the hashkate and tranquility, kifimash et savloch, according to what I will command you. So similarly, what it means over here is that according to the mitzvahs, he's not elaborating, is everything here is all the same. He's not differentiating among these six things, these six items listed, which four will go for whom. It seems everything is all the same, that in, that among the goyim, the mamalachos, whether it's Klal Yisrael, whether it's the Umos HaOlam, there's going to be a degree of churban, and there's going to be a degree of rebuilding, a building and planting. Not, it's a big difference between rebuilding and building. Here it just says livnois v'lin toya. Okay, let's go over here to Rashi. Rashi pasik yud hifkadeticha minosicha al ha'akom mino. I've appointed you. I've appointed you upon the umoy soilam. Okay, lintoish v'lin sites. This means to destroy.
Dei Pai Se, it says. Dei Pai Se is French for land or earth, right? Like a paisan. Okay, and date to Dei Pai means to uproot, because to unearth. That's
to unearth. Okay, so he actually does not elaborate. The Targum elaborates, fits very nice to Targum. Let's look at the Targum. Chazisi, de minisach yoimo hoden al amamayo, the al malkivosa, upon the nations, upon the kingdoms, le mekar, here are the four words, to uproot, ule saro'o, to pull out like a tree, to pull out of the roots, ule abodo, to destroy, ule fagro, another expression of destruction. That's for the nations of the world you're going to do, bring destruction. But the al beis Yisrael, but for Klal Yisrael, you're going to do good only, ule mivne ule kayama, to build and to establish. So it's a very beautiful interpretation of the Targum, but it's a very positive twist on this pasuk. Yirmiyah, when you deal with the Umos HaOlam, you're going to say very harsh things. But when you deal with Klal Yisrael, you're only going to be doing positive things. And the proof to the Targum is, it does not say to rebuild. See, if we were going, that everything was being directed towards Klal Yisrael or to the Umos HaOlam, so then it should not be livnos, but it should be, another expression means, to reestablish. When you destroy something and then you build something in its place, that's called rebuilding. Livnos just simply means to build. Vlintai means to plant. There are other expressions which would be more correct in describing rebuilding. The fact that it says over here, livnos vlintai, means it's completely separate and it is only for Klal Yisrael. They have the construction and the Umos HaOlam, they are going to be subject to the four expressions of churban. It's good. You said it's very interesting that you're tying this into the Shvecha Moscha. There are four psukim in the Shvecha Moscha, and the commentators they are intrigued. Why did the Baal Haggadah select four psukim? Everything in Haggadah is four. The four bottom, the four questions, the four cups of wine, the hulu, the hulu. The fact that four psukim have been selected obviously has great significance. Do they refer to the four malchios, four different, whatever the four are?
You know what I think? I think they refer to Haggadahs are, there are different commands we are given to uproot, to destroy, to smash, etc. There are different commands we're given to get rid of
Avodah. For the Zohar, and this corresponds.
With these terms, I think all four of those terms are applied,
okay,
to getting rid of Avodah Zohar.
But when you figure out what these four are, maybe somehow we can figure out what the significance of the four psukim of the Shvecha Moscha are. Let's see the...
really born out.
What?
Yirmiyah was not very positive, even for Yisrael.
That's right. So he wrote Sefer Eicha, Megillah Eicha for Klal Yisrael. Correct. I don't know, but this is what the Targum says. The Targum says is look, we have Halacha and Hilchos Shabbos. Soiser is potter. If a person demolishes, you only chay for stir on Shabbos, soiser al menas livnos. Chazal says stiras zikanim binyan. This was the question with Rechavim. Rechavim wanted to raise the taxes, and the Zekanim said to lower the taxes. And Chazal applied the rule, is that at times, when a zaken tells you to demolish, that's really considered a binyan. That's construction. When a nar tells you to build, his building is a churban. So homiletically, you can say is that when it comes to the umos ha'olam, there's a process of demolishing. But even the harshness that Yirmi is going to direct towards Klal Yisrael, it's only going to be for the purpose of rebuilding Klal Yisrael. Let's see the Radak pasuk yud. I have appointed you an officer, umimuneh, to another word which means an officer, alehem, letoiv ulera. Ki kasher tisnabe alehem, kein yovoy alehem. Whatever you prophesy will come. The chofel halashoinos, and near this poetic repetition, hanitzitza veharisa, lefi shehirbo ledaber ra al Yisrael, the al hu umois. So you see clearly he learns that the ra is also in reference to the umos ha'olam. The atoiv hoyam me'at. The umois, it was just a small amount of good for the umois. As we'll learn later on, that he did speak some words of comfort to Amoin. And the Amar be'elam, also some words of comfort. V'hoya be'achris hayamim oshiv eshvus elam, period. V'amar livnois kineged lintosh. The Radak says, building corresponds to the word lintosh. Lintosh means to demolish. V'lintoya, to plant, corresponds kineged linsoitz. Linsoitz means to take a tree, to uproot a tree from its roots. V'yoynason cholak. Yoynason targum, yoynason, he breaks up the pasuk into two parts, as we mentioned before. Hapasuk hara l'umois v'hatoiv l'Yisrael. Shetirgim chazisi dimanisoch yomo hadein. I have appointed you on this day. Al upon, the little mistake over there, you're missing some of the letters, I have to break this up. Okay, big mystery. Al amemaya. Okay, he just reads the word over here, he left all the spaces. Al amaya v'al upon malkivosa l'mekar ulesaro uliabado ulupagorov yabesho lulivne ulumivne ulekayama. Okay, now we begin. Okay, so this is his introduction into prophecy. Now we begin the actual first prophecy. This is the first prophecy. What do you see? And he responds, Voimar, and I said, Makel Shoked Ani Royev. I see an almond staff. Let's read the next pasuk. Hashem said to me, Heitafta lirois, you have seen well. Ki sheked ani al divari, sheked, I am swift. Almonds are called almonds because they are the first ones to blossom. They are zerizim, they are quick. And therefore the image of seeing the almond is correct because I'm going to be quick. Al divari lasoy, so what I plan to do is going to happen very quickly. And this refers to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Let's see the two psukim in the Mitzvah Stavi Pasuk Yudaf and Yud Beis. Yud Alef is Mo'ata Royeh B'mara HaNavua Makel Shaked Amate Me'ilon from a tree Shagedilim Bo Shekedim. Hashem responds to Pasuk Yud Beis Heitav to Liros Rotz Olaymar Ru'isi Dover Roy Lefi Hazman. Now this is the big mystery, and this we're going to have some difference of opinion between the Radak and the Mitzudos. The Radak is bothered. What do you mean you have seen Hitafta? It's obvious. If I say, what is in my hand? A pen. Well, you're going to tell me you've seen well? What else is it? The word Lashon Toiv is only when there's a choice. When you could have said something that's not, that's the wrong answer. So when there's only one answer, and the answer is obvious, so the seemingly to say Hitafta does not fit into, would not seem to be the Hashem's proper response. So this is what is bothering the Mitzudos David, and he says the deeper meaning between the word the Makel, and that is, it's going to happen very quickly. You've seen something that is Roy Lufi Hazman, Kishak Heid Ani Al, I am going to be quick. Al divari, divari, my words. Al my words, divari. La soy soy v'chein v'im kein v'isa davar hamarames remes al masha osel lios ki makel shoked v'isa v'ani shoked al divari. I'm going to be quick. V'hema echad b'loshoin, and they're one. They're the same. They are. I'm not sure what he means with this. V'hema echad. the Lashon. It's all the same. Okay, but I think what he means to say over here is that he's coming to explain the word Heitafta means the symbolism in the shockade is what is good. Is that it's not just you see here an almond tree. You see over here the message. There's something symbolic. The symbolic meaning, that's also part of the theme of the prophet. A prophet is symbolism. Symbolism, and when you get the symbolism correct, that means you're good. If you get the wrong message, if you see something and you apply the wrong message, then you have you've lost, you've failed in your mission. So he responds here, Makel Shokeni, so he's saying, Hey Tafto Liros, the message is, symbolic message is going to happen very quickly. Let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Makel Shokeni, so he translates this French word, which obviously means
almond, which is similar, by the way,
to almond.
Mandal?
Mandulir, Bulas. The Yonis interrogate Makel Shokade Melech Demosi Le Avosha, a king that will bring evil. So a Makel, we'll see the tag in a moment, which basically means a Makel is a leader. A leader always walks with a staff. A leader has power to bring punishment and harm, and in this case is going to be harshness. We'll see in a moment. He tafto liros, hashokade hazehu mimaher lohoitzi perakledim lucholoilonos. This almond is swift to bring forth flowers before all other trees. Period. Umedesh Hagodah Hashoket Hazen. This is a beautiful medesh, which is a very popular medesh during the time of the 3 weeks. Umedesh Hagodah Hashoket Hazen, who Mishosh Chanitaso Ad Gemar Bishulov, from the time an almond blossoms until it produces almonds is exactly 21 days. 3 weeks. Eshim v'yachod yom k'minyan yomim shebein shiva osa b'tamuz shebo hufka ohoir, from the time that the wall of the city was breached, l'tisha b'av shebo nishaf habayis. So the symbolism, according to the medrash of seeing an almond tree, is 3 weeks. The churban will happen over a period of time of 21 days, equivalent to the amount of time it takes the almond to blossom. And the Farshim also point out there's another 21 days in our Jewish calendar, and that is the first 21 days of Tishrei, from the first day of Tishrei until Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, where they only observe one day Acharon Shel Pesach, is also exactly 21 days. And therefore, it's Zeh Luuma Zeh Bara Elokim. Hashem gave us 21 days of Simcha, corresponding to the 21 days of Avelos, 21 days of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. In hindsight, these two correspond one to another. And in fact, some of the Darshanim, they actually match up. They match up that Tisha B'Av, you know, there are 21 days, so you can match up a Shchodesh Av. You could to one of the, having to go through a whole calculation, which day corresponds to the first day Sukkis, to the second day Sukkis, and which day corresponds to Simchas Shmini Atzeres, which obviously is Tisha B'Av, v'chulu. These 21 days, they match up Zeh l'uma Zeh. Okay, there's one important difficulty in this pasuk, and that is that we know that the 21 days was only true by the time of the Bayis Sheni, and not at the time of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni, the city, the Shivasa B'Tamuz was when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. But the Bayis Rishon, it says in Sefer Melachim, the walls were breached on the 9th day of Tammuz. There was a complete month, 30 days from the time the walls were breached until the Churban, the Bayis was destroyed. So here we're clearly describing the Nevuah that's going to take place during the time of the Bayis Rishon. So how then can Rashi quote a Chazal, a Medrash of a Shokade that describes 21 days in reference to a Nevuah that Yirmiyah sees in reference to the Bayis Rishon, when the Pasuk clearly says that the Bayis Rishon, the walls of the city were breached on the 9th day of of Tammuz, and not the 17th day of Tammuz. So the answer is that in the Chanami, the Tosfos in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that it's truly a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is of the opinion that the bias, that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 17th day of Tammuz, and the only reason why the Pasuk records it as the 9th day was because they lost track of time. There was so much confusion due to the siege that the Goyim put on the city of Yerushalayim, they lost track of time. Can you imagine? And this goes to add to the fall from glory Klal Yisrael had in the good old days. Ki hi choch naschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'anin. Klal Yisrael was the only nation that was able to make the most complex calculations in time. And here, they don't even know the day of the month. Something which every country in the world, even a child, knows the calendar date. And here, Klal Yisrael, who in their good old days were able to make calculations, the most complex calculations that no other nation can make, and Ki Chochmasim Vinaschim La'enei Ha'anim, now they were not even able to know the day of the month. This is what it says in the Yerushalmi. Obviously, the Mefarshim point out that Rashi here is following the Yerushalmi, he's not following the Bavli. Because if he'll be following the Bavli, then this Medrash totally does. And it's totally out of place in this pasuk here when Yirmiyah is describing as clear as day for the next sukkah. We're discussing the Lucha Netzar, we're describing the Churban Bayis Rishon. Okay, now there's other imagery of the Shokid. The Medrash says the reason why we make mention over here of the Almin is because we also want to allude to a silver blessing in the Churban, and that is Aaron was compared to an Almin, the Mate Aaron. Aaron was told to put his Mate in the oil moed together with the matos of the other shvatim, and vayotze tzitz vayifrach perach vayigmal shekedim, and this was a sign that Aaron would serve kahuna, is deserving to be the leader of the kohanim for Klal Yisrael. So here, what it's saying is that in the churban beis hamikdash, even though there would be a churban, there will always be Jewish leadership. There will always be kohanim. Kohanim, either Kohanim Mamish, like we do have today, but it doesn't just mean Kohanim in the Shevet Kohanim. Kohen means a teacher. Klal Yisrael will always have spiritual leaders to guide them through the years of Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is getting in the scene, the Nevuah of Churban, the Makel Shokade, it's negative, that's correct. It's going to happen very quickly. It's going to be harsh. It's a makel. But yet, there's also a silver lining that there will always be shkedim. Vayotze tzitz vayifrach. Vayigmol shkedim. There will always be kohanim that will guide Klal Yisrael during their difficult times. Now let's see the Radak. Radak pasuk yud aleph and yud beis. Where do we do the Rashi? All the Rashis. Okay, we did Hifkadati, we did Peit Hapta. Just make sure we did all the Rashis. Yeah, we did the Rashis, okay. Pasik, the Radak and Pasik, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Vayidva Hashem, Zehoye B'mare HaRishayin. This was the first Mare, Ki B'tchilo Amr. This was part of this first Mare. Okay, and the next page is on page Ches. Ki B'tchilo Amr Lo Sheyelech B'yelech B'asher Yishalcheu. First, Hashem tells him, "I'm going to send you where I want you to go." In other words, that very mare, Heroloi b'mare hanavua makel shokeid, Hashem shows Yirmiyah a staff of an almond. Ko'omroi, he means to say, makel shokeid. Ko'omroi, when he says to him, makel shokeid ani roye, ki ro hamakel b'loy olma. Here the Targum over here is coming, the Radak is coming to give a new interpretation of the deeper meaning of what it means, say, tafta liros. Because what Hashem showed Yirmiyah was not clear. The average person, if you would see this staff, you would not necessarily say that this is a makel shokeid. If the makel had flowers and almonds, then you'd have to be a fool to say anything other than a makel shokate. But this makel was bare. It was naked. It was just a piece of wood with no flowers and no almonds. So you need to be a super expert, a super expert to know and to identify that this piece of wood comes from an almond tree. Because the average person would say it comes from an apple tree, it comes from a pear tree, it comes from a cedar tree. Yeah, who's able to see just by looking at a piece of wood to tell you instantly what type of wood this is? That's the koyach of Yirmiyah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu complimented him, Hitavtaliros, even though it's lacking flowers and almonds, you're able to identify what it is. So here he goes, he writes over here, Makel shakeid ani roeki roha makel below olam. He saw the makel without any leaves. Uvoloi perachim v'hispanei lo b'mara hanavua. He looked at it carefully, and v'hikir, and he recognized v'hikir boy shahu me'et shakeid. He recognized that it comes from an eight shakeid. L'tichadif amaloi hitavtaliros she'ilu ro oisa ba'olam v'vrach. If you saw this makel with leaves, mohoisa hatovas haria. Nokel hula hake. It's easy to identify this as being a makel of almonds. Ze herelo hokel. Hashem is showing makel shokel shokeid makel shokeid. Liois for hake bo kama. Herelo hokel makel shokeid. Liois moshul al haparonus hoasid lovo al Yisrael. Shetovoy lohem bimehera. It's going to come swiftly. Kmo shoeitz hashokeid memaher lefoyach yosim mishor ahoitzim lefichok. That's why in Yiddish it's called shokeid ki hashekida zrizos diligence inyan hamihirus vahishtadlus and swiftness v'chein omar ki shokeid ani al divari laasaisoy v'omar lishkoid al dalsosai yoim yoim. We have another expression in Mishle. Hashem is diligent. People are diligent to come to bang on my doors, yom yom. That everyone, all the darshanim use that pasuk initially in reference to the loinde hadaf yomi, lishkoid al dal soisai yom yom. The yonis and tear game makel shakeid. It's melech a king demoichi that will hit leav osho with harm. Ano chazi, I see. Let's do targum. We do the targum here. These two psukim, and then we're finished. Pasuk yud beis and yud gimel, yud alf and yud beis. Vahavo Hashem. Vahavo piskom nevuah min kodam Hashem imi lemeimar mo ad chazi yirmiya va'amores melach. I see a king. Demochi means it's smiting, that's hitting. Le'av osha, harm. A king that is coming to bring great harm, ano chaze. That is the makel shokeid. So he doesn't say anything about swiftness. It just says, makel means harshness. Shokeid, somehow, I don't know how he connects it. Shokeid means av osha. Evil. Av Osho. Av Osho, somehow he interprets as a translation of the word shokeid.
Okay, what does it actually mean?
No. Av Osho means harm. Av Osho means harm. Evil. Pasuk Yud Beis, Va'amar Hashem li Yo'us, excellent. Chazeso, Arei Mochei Ano, I'm going to hit. Al Pis Gimei Lenebod, I'm going to be quick to do my words. My words, the words that I plan to bring forth is going to happen very quickly. All right, we'll stop here with Pasuk Yud Gimel.